Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you and yours in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Today's show is going to touch on a couple of things. One is the fact that you ever noticed that everybody wants to help, but nobody's helping. Have you ever noticed that, you know, you have all of these people that seem to know a whole lot, but yet so many of them understand so little? Today, that's the premise of the show. The show is about all of the things that kind of should be happening but aren't happening. The show is also about kind of getting out of your own head and getting into your own head, understanding that the reality of life is that you are in control or that you've given other people too much control and not taking control yourself. Where are each and every one of us in our plan, in our desire to get where we want to get, in our running of the maze as we look for happiness and joy, in our trying to P's and OP's some other individual and not really finding what we want? How many of you, I mean, think about it, right now in your own, wherever you are, if you're driving your car, if you're in your home, if it's late at night, doesn't matter what time it is, day or night, how many of you are truly happy? How many of you are living your dream? How many of you are satisfied with the present state of your life? How many of you are content with your weight, your level of education, knowledge, your overall appearance, your level of fitness? How many of you? On average, probably 90% of us, so not just you, 90% of us are unhappy. We're unhappy with our financial state. We're unhappy with our house. We're unhappy with our significant other. We're unhappy with our weight. We're unhappy with our looks. We're unhappy with our fitness level. We're unhappy with our level of knowledge. So whose fault is that? Is that the system's fault? Is that our fault? Or is that your fault? Well, on my end, it's my fault. And I believe that you'll also find that if you truly think about it, on your end, it's probably your fault. And it's because we allow other people to take control of our lives. We allow other people to tell us what needs to happen and to put certain things in place so that we will do the things that we're supposed to do. However, it also seems to always appear that many of us always seem to be behind the ball, behind the eight ball. How many of us are wearing clothes that are too tight or makeup that we shouldn't wear or are buying bigger things because we refuse to exercise? You know, we refuse to eat responsibly. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that if it's going to change ever for any of us, then it's up to each of us individually to make the change. You know, I was watching a video that someone put out, and the video was on trust. And it was about these two acrobatics or acrobats that are in the, I forgot what the name of it, Cirque du Soleil. And these two train together on a regular basis, and their entire performance is based on their physical strength. However, if you've seen Cirque du Soleil, you also know that most of the performers in Cirque du Soleil are not only amazingly fit, but they are also pretty attractive people in the sense of what most of us consider attractive today. Well, anyway, the story was about trust, and in the story, basically, it was a video, and the person that created it was showing them going through their routines to where the woman was holding the man in what would normally be considered, you know, very strong, trusting positions for that a man would hold a woman, and vice versa. And she was, and he was holding her in different positions, and they effortlessly went through their routine. Now, of course, there was a lot of effort. Their muscles were all, you know, bulging, and there was a lot of work in it, in the whole routine. However, the whole thing was talking about how they have developed a trust, how they rely on each other, how they have total confidence, how one will do everything possible to not let the other fall, and the other has so much faith in the fact that that person will do everything and anything to not let them fall, to the extent to where sometimes they're putting their lives in each other's hands, that they've created a true trust. And these two, luckily both single before they got together, these two are now have a relationship, and their relationship is built on that same type of trust. And the interesting thing about it is that how many of us truly operate in trust? You know, most of us trust the government more than we trust each other. Most of us trust a business associate that we don't know over a family member that we do know. Most of us trust a machine. We get into a car or a bus or a plane, and we feel safer in that plane or that bus than we do on our own 2 feet, operating in our own houses. So it was very interesting when you look at the difference between the levels of trust. You know, I'm in a business group, and I was looking at that, and I was thinking to myself, if the people that I'm in business with or the people that I have partnerships with had as much trust in me as these two have, which is pure trust, because each person is going to take care of the other, each one teach one, but to the next level, to the point to where I'm not only going to teach you, I'm going to make sure that that information is there. I'm not only going to teach you, but I'm going to show you what you need to do to actually succeed, not give you a whole bunch of filler or a whole bunch of added hee-hee and ha-has to make you feel comfortable, but actually taking the time and putting in the energy to help you achieve success. And then as you succeed and reach the levels of success, then we now move to another level and we bring someone else in and we bring someone else in. However, that's not how most of us work. With most of us, we're so busy running the maze that we don't even know why we're running the maze anymore. With most of us, we're so busy trying to get that next piece of cheese, that next little bit of money, that next little bit of promotion, that we fail to realize that we're not growing the way that we thought we would before we were chasing that goal. We were chasing the goal to be happy. However, most of us are not happy. Most of us are just content if we're lucky. Most of us are not truly experiencing that dream. You know, the other day they had a famous comedian that recently took his own life. And, you know, for some of us that are trying to hustle and trying to get enough money and trying to keep a roof over our heads and all of these different things, we would go, wow, this guy took his life, yet he has lived a life that most people dream. This person has lived his life, but, you know, he's had more money and more resources and more ability to get help, to get assistance and having people around him than most of us will ever, ever imagine. But then it comes back to what's important to you and what's important to him. What's wealth to you and what's wealth to him? What's rich to you and what's rich to him? Well, I can't interpret to any individual, and I'm not talking about this person as that they're bad. I thought the guy was a great comedian. I thought he was a great inspiration and a great talent at what he did. However, it's amazing how one man's treasure is another man's trash. it's amazing how one person is perceived as having power and another person is perceived as having weak. It's amazing how people that have won't help the people that don't have. It's amazing how some of the people that don't have but could have won't have because they refuse to do what's necessary to have. It's amazing that the people that sometimes have everything that they could possibly want won't do anything for anybody else, yet the people who have absolutely nothing can't do anything for the people that they would like to help. It's really interesting, you know, when you think about it, and that's pretty much why I'm doing the show, because I'd like you all to think about it. Who is it that you know that you can help right now, and are you helping them? Who is it that you know that can use a helping hand right now, but you won't step up? Who is it that needs a helping hand but won't speak up and ask for that helping hand? Ladies and gentlemen, if there's a person that wants to be a singer, there's another person that can help them to become a singer. If there's somebody that wants to be a mathematician, there's somebody that's really close to them. Not necessarily close in the sense of family or anything like that, but there's somebody sitting there right now that has the knowledge, that's willing and ready to share that knowledge, but doesn't know that that person exists. We all need to come out of our caves. We all need to come out of our levels of illusionary existence and understand that there's people out there that truly need your help, and also understand out there that there's people out there that by you helping, it could truly help you. It's not really about the money, all right? Now, don't get me wrong. Money is very important. But a lot of us have given up so much that we don't realize that we've given up the farm. We don't even own the land that we have anymore. You pay taxes on that land. You may have bought the property and can do what you want to do on the property, but don't pay the taxes on it and see if you continue to keep the property. Well, some of us are doing that same type of mentality. We've bartered away our personalities. We've bartered away our souls. We've bartered away our passion, our compassion for other people. Is that really what we want? Are the walls in which we see in front of us truly really walls, or are they walls that we've put in our head already? Are we locked up and confined by our own minds? And it's not the physical walls that hold us back. It's not the physical chains that hold us back. It's the mental chains. It's the inability to take a chance on your fellow man. It's the inability to step up. It's the inability to believe, not only in yourself, but in those around you. You know, life, I believe, is a beautiful thing. Do I have everything that I want? No. Is there a lot of things that I'd really love to have? Yes. However, I can't do it all. You know, I have a book called Positive Self-Defense for Women. I think it's one of the best books out there for the protection and awareness and to help change the mindsets of some really powerful, amazing, and wonderful women out there. However, many people will never read the book, some because they've never heard of it, others because I wrote the book. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop looking at the messengers and look at the message. We have to stop wasting our time on things that don't matter and start doing things that do matter. Not long ago, I was asked by a friend of mine if I would go to a particular function and help him to, he was doing security, if I would assist him with security at this event. The event was about $25, $30 per person. The event lasted a couple of hours. You had to pay for your own drinks. You had to pay for your own transportation. And if you decided to stay, you had to pay for a hotel. However, close to 400, maybe 500 people paid that amount of money plus to go stand around people that they already knew. In some cases, it was to support their fellow club, but how many of them are doing anything to support themselves? How many of them are going to take the extra class? How many of them are going to do the extra push-up? How many of them are going to take that extra walk or eat that right food? Your life is precious, is what I'm telling you. We need to take down the walls that we put up in front of ourselves and the obstacles that we create for ourselves that don't serve us. The question is, who are you becoming? Your ability is to be great. Your ability is to be amazing, fantastic, stupendous, superb, and the best you that you can be. However, what are most of us doing? Most of us are wasting our time trying to be somebody else, trying to please somebody else and not please ourselves. We buy trinkets and gadgets. We buy lights and all these different things to make something look good or to cover up what we don't want somebody to see, when the real us is underneath all of that. The real us is in front of all of that. Basically, we've taken caca and sprayed it with gold and said, oh, but it's gold caca. And I think you know what I mean by caca. You know, I listened to an event the other day, and the people that were talking on it were talking about the fact that nothing's free and you must pay for everything. My question is, do I have to pay because you say I have to pay, or do I have to pay because I'm going to actually get a value? Is the value you're going to get me really the value that I need, or the value that I think I need? Because sometimes the value that you think you need, the thing that you think you need to get from it, isn't going to bring you the fruits that you truly want to possess, to own, to have. So now it's kind of a shell game. All right, you're moving the shells around, and yeah, I got B, but really the true gift was under C. It's kind of like, what was the name of that movie, not movie, TV show that used to be on, where they used to say, do you want what's behind curtain number one, curtain number two, and curtain number three? Or do you want the box? What would most people do? Most people would pick the box. Why? Because the box was bigger, not knowing that underneath the curtain was bigger. What was under the three curtains was bigger, not realizing that the thing that was under the box was what had true value. That was the true thing that was going to enhance your life, was going to make you better, was going to make you stand out and become the person that you can be by giving you the opportunity to be the best you that you could possibly be, so that you could grow, so that you could mature, so that you could take yourself to the next level. You know, most of us do different things to get different places. The question is where you think you want to go, where you need to go? The question is what you're doing to get from one to two really what you need to get to one to two? Are you on the right path? You know, there was a book that came out and it said, Who Moves My Cheese? And then somebody else wrote another book that kind of debated it. Well, question is why are we all looking for cheese? Are you really looking for happiness, and is the road and the path that you're on taking you to that happiness, or is it somebody else's understanding of happiness that you're actually trying to duplicate, that you're trying to get to? Are you truly getting at what you consider to be your goal? Are you living the life you want to live? Are you reaching the heights that you want to reach, or are you really stagnant and running so hard that you don't realize that you're like the gerbil and you're running in place? Are the walls in front of you, are they really walls, or is it you? You know, one of the interesting things that I realized in the 2 years that I've been reading incessantly, not that I didn't read before, is that I'm finding that the things that I thought were important really aren't important. And I think that most of us would find that same thing if we just looked at it. I'm finding that the people that I thought were actually there and were going to do the right thing are not really people that are necessarily going to do the right thing. Some of it's fear, some of it's ignorance. But either way, who suffers? The person that doesn't end up getting the fruits from whatever that person has to offer. And sometimes that person is me. Sometimes that person is other people. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that I could say to you today, the people that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, does not matter the time or day, is that there's greatness within you, as Les Brown would say. However, if you refuse to acknowledge and to let that greatness out, it will stay where it is. That greatness will die with you. That greatness will die in you. That greatness will never come to fruition. You're either going to be the notable individual that you were meant to be and put on this earth to be, or you're going to be the constant wanderer that never gets anywhere. Why? Because you're in the ready, aim mode. You're waiting for someone else to move the target. You're waiting for someone else to tell you go. You're not actually using the gifts that God gave you, which is a brain and an ability to make up your own mind, make your own decision, and then take action based on that. You're so afraid to fail that you're not even moving. You're basically standing still. You're so afraid to help someone, thinking that you're not going to get paid back for it, that you're helping no one and not realizing that in the end you're really hurting yourself. So what is it that you want out of your life? You want somebody that's going to laugh and joke with you, or you want someone that's going to truly care for you? Do you want somebody that's going to be a trophy to stand next to you, or do you want somebody that cares for you in their heart and soul and would die for you? Do you really want a relationship, or do you want a trophy husband or wife or partner? Do you really want to be a motorcycle rider, or do you just want to be somebody that's got a really nice and colorful motorcycle? Do you want to be a parent, or do you just want to be a donator of an egg or a sperm? Do you want to reach the heights that you were meant to reach and become the person that you were meant to become, or do you want to stay a sad shadow of what you could have been? The walls in front of us are just that. They're walls in front of us. But are those walls real? Did we create those walls ourselves? Are they actually just a figment of our imagination? They say that the average person uses less than 10% of their brain. If that's the case, God, please bless me and let me know what at least another 5 or 10% of that is. No, I may never get to 100% in this lifetime, but God, let me try. Let me be able to help each and every man and woman and child on this earth along with the animals. Let me take care of the planet, and let me take care of myself and the people that I love. What is it that you dream about? Are you living a dream, or are you living a nightmare? Again, these are questions that you have to ask yourself. Are you a mouse in a maze, or is the maze in the mouse, or is the maze in you? A lot of us are talking about we're running around in the rat race. Are you really running around in the rat race, and is the rat race physical, or is it mental? Is it something that you've locked in your mind and you've got it so ingrained in you that you don't realize? Do you want happiness? Are you asking why? Not why in a negative sense. Most people that ask why, they're asking why because they're looking for a negative reason. They're looking for that negative mind. They're facing it or dealing with it with a negative mindset. Why should be so that you can get a better answer, so that you can use that answer to move forward, not so that you can disqualify the next thing that you really didn't want to do in the first place. Why should be something that you're asking each and every day, every time when you get up in the morning, why? Not why to where it's irritating, but why to where you're growing, developing, spreading your wings, stretching your imagination. There's a saying, imagination once stretched, or mind once stretched by imagination, will never regain its original size. Are you the pumpkin in a bottle? I was reading once about this farmer who took a pumpkin that was growing, and when the pumpkin was really small, he took the pumpkin and he put it inside the barrel while it was growing. As time went on, the man forgot about it. Well, when he went to go pick up his pumpkins, he came out, and literally, this is, of course, months later, now the pumpkin had actually formed to the size of the bottle. Once the pumpkin got to the size of the bottle, it stopped growing. The other pumpkins, of course, continued to grow. Are you like that? Is your mindset one to where you're so entrenchedly planted into a sphere that you can't outgrow that sphere? You know, John Maxwell talks about the law of the lid, and that if your leadership level is at a 5, then the highest that you can possibly go is a 5. you'll never be a 10, you'll never be a 6, you'll never be a 7, an 8, a 9. Why? Because the law of the lid is your lid is at 5. Because your mindset, your ability to conceive, to understand things and to conceive certain things is at a certain level, and most of those limitations are actually caused by us. Why? Because we have limited beliefs. So my question again is, what is it that you want? I'm not telling anybody to not try to find happiness, but if what you're doing isn't giving you happiness, then guess what? You're not going to find happiness in it. If what you're doing isn't your lifetime dream, if it isn't the thing that moves you, if it isn't the thing that you really, truly want to do, then maybe you need to do something else. Making money is a beautiful thing. Trust me. I understand that. But what is your true dream? Who do you truly want to help? And maybe your dream could be realized by you helping someone else to realize their dream. Lift someone up instead of trying to hold somebody down. There's a saying that if I'm trying to hold your shoulders down, then guess what? I'm also keeping myself down. But if I lift you up, then we can rise together. We can move to the next level together. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and if you can help me rise, I'm going to do that in kind for someone else. I'm trying to do it right now. Even though I can't see you or know who it is that's listening here, I'm talking specifically to you. That person that can help someone and that person that needs help. If I can help you, I will be more than happy to do so. If you can help me, I hope that you will do the same. I'm trying to grow my platform. I'm trying to grow my show. I'm trying to put positive self-defense for women in the hands of every woman in the world. Why? Because it's needed. One out of every 3 women sexually assaulted in the United States. One out of every 4 men. Come on, guys. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's work together. Let's create a team like no other. Let's bring joy and happiness to not only ourselves and our families, but our world. Let's ask the why for positive reasons. Let's take control of our lives. Let's stop trying to be and start doing. Let's start doing what we need to do. There's an old saying, it's called be, do, have. Be the person that you need to be. Do the things that you need to do, and you'll have the things that you want. I'm doing every day to try to be and do the right things for my world, not just for myself. But I already know that I can't do it by myself. So ladies and gentlemen, if what you're hearing on the Zurian Show is something that makes sense to you, if it's something that motivates you, if it's something that you know is going to help other people, then please share it with them. Please share it with them. You know, I mean, it really matters. And guess what? If somebody doesn't tell you thank you, understand that what you did is going to help somebody else, even though they don't know it's coming to you, coming from you. So guess what? That's going to move your soul. I had a gentleman the other day bought 10 of my women's books. Didn't even know it. I walked into his office, and he was giving books out to his associates. And I was like, wow, dude, I didn't know. That moved me. So what am I going to do from this point forward? Every time that I get a chance to try to help that man, I'm going to try to help that man. Why? Because I saw that he was a giver. He believed in givers. Yes, he bought my book, but he was giving the book away to his associates. He was making a positive influence on them because they were people that he liked, people that he cared about, people he knew, liked, and trusted. People who in some cases he may not have known that well, but he didn't want anything to happen to them or their loved ones. Again, we live in a crazy world because we choose to act like. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. All right, when you wake up in the morning, understand that you woke up this morning for a cause and for a purpose, and that purpose and cause is for you to be the best person that you can be and to do what's necessary to make the people next to you the best people that they can be, whether they're willing to accept it or not. Because the people that truly want to be that way will show you their true colors. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you to Business Negotiators One, who also have a Blog Talk show on Blog Talk Radio. Phenomenal. Three gentlemen that are doing some amazing and wonderful things. So to Alan and Herb and Dr. Scott, gentlemen, you're doing a great job, and I'm always it's always a pleasure to listen to you guys do what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, take care. Again, if this show was good for you and you feel that somebody else can benefit from it, please share it with others. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and we wish you every success. Take care.